Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa talking about domestic violence, domestic abuse. And today, we hope you have something available to write down some of the points that we're going to talk about today on this Tuesday, August the 30th at 1 p.m. We're going to dive right in. We want to talk today about toxic relationships. And before we do, there is something we want to say. We want to start off by giving the National Domestic Violence Hotline number, and that is 800-799-SAFE, S-A-F-E. That's 800-799-7233. We want you to know that you can also go to the hotline live. So the hotline is thehotline.org, thehotline.org. You can go there and chat live. You can also text. You text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788. Accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. An anonymous digital service, a one-time confidential contact between a user and an advocate in which no identifying information is verified. So you may call if you're just curious and want to have someone on the other line to talk to. I want you to know the National Domestic Violence Hotline has your safety first as always. The hotline is personal. Individuals that call, they call about concern about family members, friends, or survivors, even some abusive partners seeking to change themselves, even call line number, which is 800-799-7233. And you may text. Text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788. You may be concerned about or unsure what to expect when you call. I want you to know that the hotline has a consent and ethics policy that they have to follow. They are there to answer your call, to shift power back to those affected by abusive relationships. Ask for a copy of the Code of Ethics, and you could even have it mailed to you. Tactics used to break down equality in the relationship to make the partner feel less vulnerable and undeserving of respect. Abuse is a learned behavior. Once again, abuse is a learned behavior. Some people witness it in their own families while growing up. Some discuss it as adults candidly, and some do not. Others learn from, no matter how anyone learns, those who are abusive, no matter how you learn about someone being abused, you make a choice to do so or to choose not to. Some individuals who experience or witness abuse use their experiences to end the cycle of abuse and heal themselves without harming and trying to do on the Dr. Louisa Show. While outside factors such as drugs and alcohol, let it be known these factors or these issues do not cause domestic abuse themselves. Anyone can be abusive and anyone can be abused. Feeling of confusion, fear, anger, not knowing if you are right or wrong, that something is wrong in the relationship, are all normal reactions to abuse. But you may also feel isolated or that no one understands. Reach out to trusted family, friend members, or even call the hotline to talk through your situation and help you build a plan that fits your situation. No one ever deserves abuse. Antiquated beliefs of the roles of men and women are red flags for emotional abuse. Love is respect. The national hotline number is 800-799-7233. You may chat live by going to theheartline.org. Theheartline.org. And you may text the word START, S-T-A-R-T, to 88788. Text the word START to the number 88788. There is 24/7 access. To know that abuse is one, well, let's define which one. Emotional abuse is one of the hardest forms of abuse to recognize. It can be subtle or insidious or overt and manipulative. Either way, it chips. Let me say it again. Emotional abuse, it chips away at the victim's self-esteem, and they begin to doubt their perception and reality. And that's the fact. Feel wounded, frustrated, confused, misunderstood, depressed, anxious, or worthless anytime you interact I have been reconnected. The phone got too hot and it disconnected. I guess we must be giving out some really good information since that happened to the phone. So if you feel wounded, frustrated, confused, misunderstood, depressed, anxious, or worthless at any time you interact with someone, more than likely, the chances are that your relationship is emotionally abusive. So why do people abuse? It's never okay. Domestic violence comes from a desire to gain and maintain a power of control over an intimate partner. But I also want you to know that there are no lines. There are no boundaries. Anyone can be abused by someone else. It can be a family member. It can be a friend. It can be your coworker. It can be a boss. There is no racial inequality there. Anyone can be abused. Abusive people believe they have the right to control and restrict their partner's lives because they believe their own feelings and needs should be priority in the relationship, or because they enjoy exerting the power that such abuse gives them. Once again, abusive people believe they have the right to control and restrict their partner's lives. And as I said, abuse is not just limited to sexual or husband and wife relationship, okay? Now, 8 warning signs of toxic romantic relationships. Intensity. Someone you just met exhibits the following: lying or exaggerating, insisting that you move in, get married, have kids immediately, and then they try to win over your friends and family. They're over the top with gestures like expensive gifts, dates, extreme love letters, and sweeping you off your feet. A warning sign, a big red flag of a toxic romantic relationship. And then bombarding you with texts and emails, behaving obsessively, and nonstop calls. It is all because you are in an abusive relationship. Now, jealousy. behaving irrationally when you get a job promotion, a new friend, becoming angry when you speak to the opposite sex, persistently accusing you of cheating, friends, families, coworkers, or other activities, demanding to know private details of your life. The next one, isolation, insisting you spend your time only with them, which is going to make you emotionally, psychologically, financially dependent, preventing you from seeing family, children, and friends, preventing you from going anywhere or speaking to anyone, keeping you at home. Any of these behaviors is a sign of a toxic romantic relationship. Controlling. This is number four. Telling you how to dress, when to speak, or what to think, showing up uninvited at your home, your school, or your job, checking your cell phone, I have to laugh, emails, Facebook, going to your blogging, timing you, monitoring, spending, the money that you're holding onto, and sexually coercing you. I had to laugh because I remember, this was after I was married, though, my husband went and searched through all my coat pockets. So he was just cleaning out my coat pockets. Can you imagine that? I tell you. So we only have maybe 60 seconds left. The next one is criticism, sabotage, blame, and anger. We will pick up on that next week, but you may text the word S-T-A-R-T to the number 88788. Call 800-799-7233 or go online to thehotline.org to pour out. One time, conversation, confidential. After that, they will let you know what the regulations are. But go ahead. Take care of yourself. Time to do your emotional healing for your health and well-being. This is Dr. Louisa telling you until next Tuesday, be safe. God bless you.